So you're probably asking yourself, what do I need to know on the written test regarding VORs? On sectional charts, VOR locations are shown by blue symbols centered in a blue compass rose which is oriented to magnetic north. A blue identification box adjacent to the VOR symbol lists the name and the frequency of the facility. Some VORs have a voice identification alternating with the Morse code identifier. Absence of the Morse code identifier indicates the facility is unreliable and undergoing routine maintenance. Some VORs also transmit the Morse code Tango Echo Sierra Tango during maintenance. That's T-E-S-T. The VOR station continuously transmits navigation signals providing 360 degrees magnetic courses to or radials from the station. Courses are to the station and radials are from the station. TACAN, a military system which provides directional guidance, also informs the pilot of the aircraft's distance from the TACAN station. When VOR and TACAN are co-located, the facility is called a VORTAC. Civil pilots may receive both azimuth and distance information from a VORTAC. A VORTAC is operationally equivalent to a VOR DME. The course deviation indicator, when it is centered, indicates the aircraft is on the selected course. When the CDI needle is not centered, when it's deflected to the left or to the right, it indicates the direction you have to fly in order to reestablish yourself on that course. To determine your position with relation to one or more VOR stations, first tune and identify the selected station. Next, rotate the OBS until the CDI needle centers with a from indication. The OBS reading is the magnetic course from the VOR station to the aircraft. So, let's say you're flying along and you tune the XYZ VOR. You rotate the OBS needle until the course needle centers with a from indication and you read 135 degrees, 135 degrees. You are on the 135 degree radial from that station. So if you go to the sectional chart and you draw a straight line from the center of that VOR station in the magnetic direction of 135 degrees, you are located somewhere along that line. If you do that same drill with a second VOR, you can get your exact position along that line by referencing a second VOR station. The final area I'm going to talk about here is course determination. To determine the course to be flown to a VOR station on the sectional chart, first draw a line from the starting point to the VOR symbol. At the point where the course line crosses the compass rose on the VOR symbol on the chart, read the number. That is the radial that you need to go on to get to that station. The course to the station is the reciprocal of that radial. VOR receiver accuracy may be checked by a means of a VOR test facility, also known as VOT. You could also use ground checkpoints or airborne checkpoints. VOTs transmit only the 360 degree radial. Thus, when the OBS is set to 360 degrees, the CDI will center with a from indication. If you rotate the OBS knob and put the reciprocal 180 degrees opposite the course arrow, this will cause the CDI to center again with a to indication. The accuracy of the VOR using a VOT must be plus or minus 4 degrees. The way I've remembered this is I think of the Cessna 182. 180 degrees is the course, 2 is the indication. A list of VOT facilities, as well as where the VOR checkpoints are located on the airport, can be found in the airport facilities directory. The routes that are established between VOR facilities are called VOR Airways or Victor Airways. They are depicted by blue-tinted bands which extend outward from the center of the VOR symbol, and they're indicated by the magnetic course that's depicted on them, as well as an airway number followed by the letter V. What you've got to know about climbing and descending on Victor Airways is that you must exercise extreme vigilance for other aircraft when climbing or descending on a Victor Airway. It is considered good operating practice to execute gentle banks left and right for continuous visual scanning of the airspace.